Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Welcome to episode 27. Today I am going to talk to you about NFL busts. Specifically guys that have been labeled busts, but all five of these guys that I'm going to mention that have been labeled busts, I think can have a really good year this year in 2018. Now, when I'm talking about an NFL bust, what constitutes an NFL bust? It's really, to me, a player that nobody takes seriously anymore and has virtually been forgotten about. That is not to say that none of these guys have ever shown promise in the NFL. I think pretty much almost all of these guys have shown promise. One of them actually had a good season, but they've all been written off as busts for the reason I mentioned before. Nobody takes them seriously anymore, and they are virtually forgotten about. And there are five players. I mean, there could be more than five, but today I'm going to give you five players that are in this category that I think, whether they've been labeled a bust or not, and they all have been, that these guys can all come out and have solid years. All right, so the first of the five guys that I'm going to talk about is a guy that I scouted while before he was getting drafted, watched a good deal of film on him, and really thought that he could be a productive player at the next level. And that is Devontae Parker, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins. I will say this, over the last 3 years, he really hasn't had the opportunity to develop a lot of chemistry with any one quarterback. Ryan Tannehill's been injured. They've had Matt Moore. They've had Jay Cutler. Those quarterbacks have not always been reliable. The O-line has been bad, and Jarvis Landry has been one of the most targeted receivers in NFL history. And because of that, and I think Devontae Parker, he was still a bit raw, and he's had some injuries. And, you know, I think because of these things, Devontae Parker has not really produced. Now, I can't say that none of this falls on Devontae Parker. You know, I believe he's been capable of playing better at times. I believe that, you know, on some of the tape that I've watched, he's dogged it a little bit, where he just didn't seem like, when I watched his college film and some of his film with Miami, it just seemed like, I don't know, he wasn't being quite as aggressive to me. But what you can't ignore is that he's looked really, really good on the preseason. What you can't ignore is that his college tape is good. And also, you got to remember that they've added to the O-line. They have Josh Sitton now, who's one of the best guards in the NFL. Ryan Tannehill is back. He'll have a chance to develop some chemistry with him. Landry's gone. That's going to give him more targets. And I believe that Mike Gesicki, the tight end from Penn State, is going to probably end up drawing double coverage pretty quickly. Mike Gesicki, their tight end from Penn State they drafted, is the best downfield receiving threat of anyone in the draft. And I believe that is a fact. So with those things showing, in addition to the fact that Devontae Parker has great body control, great hands, you know, he's going to get more time with Tannehill, he's going to get more targets. I believe that this is the year Devontae Parker can break out and perhaps be one of the very best receivers in the AFC East. Let me read you a quote from a veteran cornerback named William Gay, who as a leader and a teacher, is one of the most respected cornerbacks in the NFL. He said, I quote, "Eli Apple can be a Hall of Famer." Eli Apple can be a Hall of Famer. Eli Apple, I believe, still has the potential to be a great cornerback. Here's why. And let me just say this. Most New York Giants fans have labeled him a bust. Why do I think that Eli Apple, after such a crappy sophomore year, can still be a great cornerback and even a top cornerback? Well, at Ohio State, he consistently, although he was raw, he consistently got better all the time. He consistently got better each year he was there. When I watched him in the NFL, I watched him mirror and match top-end receivers in press coverage. His feet quickness, especially in short spaces, and his ability to adjust, is outstanding. He's competitive when the ball's in the air. He also has great length, so he's going to be able to take on those bigger receivers as well. You go back and look at his rookie year. There's plenty of plays that you can diagnose that show that this guy has top end coverage skills. His sophomore year, he mentally was not there. And you know what? You can say Ben McAdoo lost the locker room, but ultimately that falls on Eli Apple. But I have been, from everything I've been hearing there, and yes, you're hearing it, so you don't know if it's true. There is a burning desire in Eli Apple to prove people wrong this year. I know he's working hard with William Gay in the offseason, and he has said many times that he is determined as anything to prove people wrong this year. He has a fresh start with a new coach, and I believe all these things are going to be good for him. New York Giants fans have labeled him a bust, but I'm telling you, go back, if you watch enough tape, there's evidence that this guy can be a great, great cornerback and can even potentially be the Giants' best cornerback this season, even with Janoris Jenkins on the roster. Do not give up on Eli Apple. The potential is there. He's raw, and he's only going to get better if he decides to continue to work at it. Look, as I said before, an NFL draft bust, I define as a player that nobody takes seriously anymore and is virtually forgotten about. But this year, when Josh Gordon returns, I believe he is going to return to form very quickly, because he is that type of player with that type of ability that Josh Gordon is going to get back to form very quickly. Josh Gordon, when you want to break him down as a prospect, he is the perfect wide receiver prospect when you want to look at skill set. Great size, great hands, does not drop any balls, terrific concentration, is able to get separation. He's physical. You want to talk about, you know, yards after the catch. You know, he's dangerous once he has the ball in his hands. He's not just a big target. He is a guy that after he gets the ball in his hands is very, very shifty. You can put this guy in any scheme and it doesn't matter. He's gonna dominate. And there is viable proof that he can be one of the best receivers in the NFL. Josh Gordon, look, he hasn't played in a few years, so yeah, he's been forgotten about. No one takes him seriously anymore. But I'm telling you, if he has his act together now, and look, he was smoking weed. I get it. It was on the NFL's ban list. I get it. Does it mean he has a problem? Look, it's nothing against people that smoke marijuana, but it's the fact that he kept letting it get in the way, and wouldn't stop doing it for the sake of his career. If he's gotten past that, we are going to see one of the best receivers in the NFL return to form. And if you're now teaming him with Jarvis Landry, and you have improved quarterback play, because you're either going to get Tyrod Taylor or Baker Mayfield, you know, the Browns receiving corps can be very good this year, and I believe Josh Gordon can still be one of the best in the game. I remember just a few years ago, I was scouting Randy Gregory, and I was watching his Nebraska tape on YouTube. I was watching several games of his, and to me, in that draft class, when you want to talk about a guy that just had a ridiculous first step, great tenacity, and explosiveness and just had the raw tools to be not only a great player, but Hall of Fame type talent. That is what I saw in Randy Gregory. Everyone has said he's a bust, but look, when you look at the tape, he can bend his hips and get around the corner as well as anyone in that draft class was able to. He's got the first step, the explosiveness. When you want to look at potential, Myles Garrett type potential in Randy Gregory. He has not had a whole lot of game time because of disciplinary issues. He's still raw, but when you want to talk about talent, I believe the talent is so incredible that and also with the coaching staff they have on Dallas on the defensive side of the ball, I believe Randy Gregory is going to come back, and I believe he's going to have a huge year if he can stay healthy. They added Leighton. They have Leighton Vander Esch, a healthy Sean Lee, and Randy Gregory. That could be a very good linebacking corps. But I'm telling you, Randy Gregory has Hall of Fame talent. The raw tools are so good. I believe he's someone that is only going to get better. And I'm telling you, if he can just stay out of trouble, Randy Gregory will be a force to reckon with. And not even that. You have DeMarcus Lawrence there as well. I forgot to even mention him. You know, Dallas can really have a great front seven this next year, especially if Randy Gregory can step up. And he definitely has the tools to be great. It's up to him whether he decides to be or not. I'm just going to say this right now. Teddy Bridgewater should be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets on week one in the 2018 season. Absolutely. People said Teddy Bridgewater was a bust. He was no good anymore because he had a pretty horrific knee injury and it cost him two seasons in the NFL. But here's what I can tell you. Teddy's production in college was outstanding. When you look at Teddy as a quarterback, he is a great competitor, has footwork as clean as anyone else in his draft class, and probably footwork that's about as good as anyone in the NFL. When you want to talk about reading defenses, the guy can read defenses. When you want to talk about scanning the field, there was a stat that came out a few years ago that actually talked about how fast quarterbacks will go through their progressions, and it actually ranked Bridgewater number one. I forget exactly where this stat came from, but when I watch him, this is a rhythm passer that if he gets into a rhythm and has protection, he is a can't miss prospect at the quarterback position. When you looked at him at the Vikings, there is already evidence of that. There is already evidence that Teddy Bridgewater was on his way to being very good. People thought he was a bust because of the knee injuries, but again, when you want to look at the things that you need in a quarterback, you need a guy that has accuracy, anticipation, pocket presence, can read the defense, can scan the field, can make touch throws. Teddy Bridgewater can do all that stuff. And if you're hearing reports from the Jets training camp, he's playing pretty damn good. There's already talk about him going on to the trademark, him being on the trade market. I get it. They have Josh McCown and they have Sam Darnold there. But if the Jets want to win football games next year and they have Teddy Bridgewater on their roster, that is the quarterback they should start. No question about it. Teddy Bridgewater, if he gets a second chance to start for a team, I believe he can be a Pro Bowl quarterback. He is a guy that is solid. He is a guy that is dependable. He also doesn't make a lot of mental errors. He's not going to turn the ball over a lot. So when you go back and watch the tape, there's just too much good tape for me to deny that this guy can still play. Look, he's been a wash the last 2 years, but if he's healthy now, this guy can be special. I've had a number of questions being sent to me over the last few weeks asking my opinion on things. People wanting to give me feedback on my show and questions being based off that. On my next episode on Friday, I'm going to answer all those questions, and I'll let you know who asked the question. That way you know that I am answering your question, because some of these questions are good and thought-provoking. I thought I'd put it into one episode. That is what Friday's episode is going to be about, and you guys have a good rest of your Wednesday. Talk to you on Friday. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. signing off. You don't mess with me.